the 12th verse of the first chapter of the book of the Acts of the Apostles. The apostles then returned to Jerusalem from the hill called Olivet, which is near the city, no farther than a Sabbath day's journey. On their arrival, they went to the upstairs room where they were lodging. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas son of James. All these, with one accord, were constantly at prayer, together with a group of women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. It was during this time that Peter stood up before the assembled brotherhood, about 120 in all, and said, "My friends, the prophecy in Scripture which the Holy Spirit uttered concerning Judas through the mouth of David was bound to come true. Judas acted as guide to those who arrested Jesus. He was one of our number and had his place in this ministry. After buying a plot of land with the price of his villainy, this man fell headlong and burst open so that all his entrails spilled out. Everyone in Jerusalem came to hear of this, and in their own language they named the plot Akeldama, which means blood acre. The words I have in mind," Peter continued, "are in the book of Psalms. Let his homestead fall desolate, let there be none to inhabit it. And again, let his charge be given to another. Therefore, one of those who bore us company all the while the Lord Jesus was going about among us, from his baptism by John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of those must now join us as a witness to his resurrection." Two names were put forward: Joseph, who was known as Barsabbas and bore the added name of Justice, and Matthias. Then they prayed and said, "You know the hearts of everyone, Lord. Declare which of these two you have chosen to receive this office of ministry and apostleship, which Judas abandoned to go where he belonged." They drew lots, and the lot fell to Matthias. So he was elected to be an apostle with the other 11. Here ends the second